Hello, just send Intrepid. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Intrepid. How did you sleep?
Short but sweet. We're hustling right now. And we're going to eat breakfast, have a little talk with you, and get about our business.
Sounds good.
Houston Intrepid, what's the local time down there, Paul?
It's 19:25 now, Al.
Roger. Hey, Houston, we both slept 5 hours. My PRD is 11020, and Al's is 04021.
Roger, copy, Intrepid. For information, Pete, can you see the LSAP out the LEM window?
Sure can.
Okay, when you get a chance, what I'd like you to do is they are getting, not getting the readings they expected from the CCIG. If you can, we'd like you to give a look-see at it with a monocular to see whether you can tell whether it is right side up and whether the port has been opened or not. Over.
Okay, wait one. We left that in a rather precarious position due to that cable last night, and it would surprise me if it's not upside down, face down, because that's exactly where I wanted to go.
Yeah, I understand, Pete. It's they've given a command to open the ports, and the pressure is not going down at the rate they expected.
We left it last night, Houston. We left it sort of on its back, facing about 80 degrees from the horizontal. That's the best we could do.
Okay, I understand.
Unfortunately, Houston is on the opposite side of the side, and which is closely lined up with my view of it. It does look like it's roughly the same as the left of last night, but I really can't tell. We'll run over there and we get out and look.
Okay, thank you, Pete. Okay, Intrepid Houston, I've got a late change for you that came in a couple hours ago. On the rocks you were bringing back in the jettison bag, Grumman has come through and along the way, and several people have decided that the weight, the allowable weight to be stowed in the bags on the deck there, should be reduced from 35 pounds to 20 pounds. That's 14 pounds of rock in 1 6-pound bag.
I didn't quite get the end of that. Say it again.
Okay, stand by one, Pete.
So while you're working that problem, I'd like to know if there are any restrictions on when we go over the sill.
Okay, stand by, Pete, and we'll give you a word on that.
Okay, I'd like to go as soon as I can get ready without hurrying. And I kind of got the suspicion looking over the prep card, a good bit of this stuff is done. And it's pretty much a deal of hooking up the plisses and going. And I think we're going to be able to get out somewhere around 1:31:30 to 1:32. And let me look at the timeline and see what that says we should be doing then normally.
Roger, Intrepid. Okay, Intrepid Houston, that's affirmative, Pete. Whenever you're ready, at your own pace, you can go over the sill. Of course, we do want to talk to you about the briefing on the Traverse before you go out.
Okay, I'll give you a call in about 3-4 minutes. We got some sprucing up to do, and while we're eating breakfast, you can give us the hot word on geology.
Also, give us some word on the families, if you would.
Okay, sure. Well, did you get that on the allowable weight of materials to be brought back in the jettison bags being changed from 35 pounds to 20 pounds?
Roger, how far down on the scale is that? I can't remember.
That's 1 inch, Pete.
1 inch, Roger.
Intrepid Houston, they want the TV camera brought back, so I've got some changes to your surface checklist to cover stowing it for return when you're ready to copy.
Okay, wait one.
What page?
Okay, page 65 to start with.
We're there, go ahead.
Okay, down under the block that contains the word
TV.
Rest period. How about the fourth item down is voice to voice. We want to insert in there a step to stow utility towels from the hammocks in the upper boot box. These will be used, as I'll describe to you later, to protect the TV camera when you stow it for return.
Shucks, we already took a mat to use to keep ourselves nice and clean.
Okay. Okay, now on page 67 of the surface checklist.
Go.
Okay, on the right-hand column, under EVA 2 prep, about the 8th or 9th line down, it says remove ECS lithium hydroxide cartridge and bracket. Do not remove the bracket. Keep it on the engine cover. Over.
Good idea.
Okay, now on page 77. Okay, on the right-hand column under LMP, next to the last step after verify circuit breaker, insert a step to open the TV circuit breaker.
Okay, in other words, you're saying turn the TV on to begin with, and then before I get out to open it, is that the plan?
That's affirmative, Al. I should have made that clear. They want to try one more look to see if something short of a miracle occurred, and then you will open the circuit breaker again before you get out.
Sounds good. Be sure to remind me, because it's not on my cut checklist. I won't have this one out. And what's the latest thinking on that, too?
You mean on why it didn't work out?
That's right.
That hadn't been resolved yet.
Man, I worry about that one all night.
Okay, don't sweat it. On page 78 now.
Go.
Okay, under the CDR, now we're going to have you use your surveyor dismantling tool, I guess, on this TV camera, the cutters, to get it apart. So we'll add a couple steps here, Pete, at the end of your list. We want you to cut the TV cable on the spacecraft side of the camera connector
below
the adapter. And then stow the TV.
Yeah, I understand.
And then stow the TV camera in the ETB.
Okay.
Okay, we'll remind you of these steps since they're not on your chart.
Also mention. That's right, because they're not on the cuff.
Right.
Okay, go ahead, Tom.
Okay, now on page 93.
Go ahead.
Okay, on the right-hand column, the fourth or fifth line up, after unstow 70-millimeter cameras, add the step to unstow the TV camera from the ETB and stow on the engine cover.
Okay, next step.
Okay, okay. It's been written on page 97, Pete. Okay, let me read it over here a minute and I'll paraphrase it for you. We want to fold the TV camera. We're going to stow it in the lithium hydroxide canister.
Okay, and you want us to pack it with the towels as best we can, huh?
That's affirmative. And they want it just wrap the remaining fold the handle, wrap the cable around the camera as best you can, and stow it in the lithium hydroxide canister bracket on the engine cover, and stow it with the lens up. Over.
Okay, now, has anybody checked to make sure that we can fit the camera and all the cables and stuff in that fitting?
That's
a, can, but I don't know.
That's affirmative they had, and, Okay.
Okay, the only reason I wondered is, in case it, we'll make it work.
Roger, the lens will stick up. It's been checked out. The lens will protrude up out of the canister stowage about 6-7 inches. And they then want you to wrap some utility straps around the end of the camera to hold it in place.
We'll do it. Consider it done, Brett.
Okay, and one other thing. On your tie-down of this bag with the extra rocks in it, they want you to run an additional strap. Stand by one. Okay, after you get the bag secured on the deck there between you, they want an additional strap run from the straps holding the bag down up to the ISA D-ring for additional support. Over.
Okay, Okay, we'll do it.
Okay, that takes care of our procedural changes this morning. I'll give your families a call, get the word back up to you in about 5 or 10 minutes.
Sounds good. What's that Yankee Clipper doing, sleeping?
Yeah, he's cutting off a few Z's there. Clipper's scheduled to sleep till 1:30, 1:30, and our intention now is to let him sleep till then if he does.
Okay.
Okay, and I got a couple messages for you here. I'll read up to you. The officers and crew of the USS Independent, or correction, of USS Intrepid extend their best wishes to all three of you. They're following your progress closely as you write another intrepid chapter in American history. And they, from the Blue Caribbean, they wish you smooth sailing on your voyage across the vast ocean of space, and their thoughts and prayers are with you.
Thank you.